going to use via remote, Capitol Roll Bowman, and here is some of what's going on in the news today. It's too early to say when the national coronavirus lockdown in England will end. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson said Thursday, as daily deaths from COVID-19 reach new heights and hospitals become increasingly stretched, Britain posted a fresh record in daily deaths on Wednesday for the second day running, figures Johnson has called appalling. China struck an optimistic tone toward President Joe Biden's new administration on Thursday, saying, quote, kind angels can triumph over evil forces, end quote, and playing down early irritants as the result of an atmosphere made unfriendly by Donald Trump's term in office. Bilateral relations worsened dramatically during Trump's tenure. Biden, who took office on Wednesday, is expected to maintain pressure on Beijing, but with a more traditional and multilateral approach. Islamic State militants could have launched a twin suicide bombing that killed at least 28 people in a Baghdad market on Thursday, the first such attack in years, Iraq's civil defense chief said. The Iraqi military said two attackers wearing explosive vests had blown themselves up among shoppers at a crowded market in a square in central Baghdad. There was no immediate claim of responsibility. City of London representatives vote on Thursday on whether to remove from its Guildhall medieval ceremonial home statues of two figures that symbolize the financial sector's historic role in slavery. The Square Mile Financial District set up a task force on tackling racism in June of last year, following the death of George Floyd in the U.S. that led to widespread Black Lives Matter protests. This is VOA News. Wall Street's main index opened near record highs on Thursday as investors counted on more pandemic relief and speedy vaccine rollouts under the Biden administration to support the economy after data showed a weakening labor market recovery. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 9.6 points or 0.3% at the open. The S&P 500 rose 5.6 points or 0.15%. at the open, while the NASDAQ composite rose 64.2 points or 0.48% to an all-time high at the opening bell. And European stocks extended gains on Thursday on hopes of a large U.S. stimulus plan under new President Joe Biden. The Pan-European Stocks 600 index rose 0.7% by 0.800 roughly GMT, hitting new highs since February, with automakers, banks, and industrial companies gaining the most. Asian and Wall Street peers hit record highs after Biden took office on Wednesday and signed half a dozen executive orders that included America's return to the International Paris Agreement to fight climate change. Twitter has locked the account of China's U.S. embassy for a tweet that defended China's policy towards Muslim Uyghurs in Xinjiang, which the U.S. social media platform said violated its stand against dehumanizing people. China's foreign ministry said on Thursday that it was confused by the move and that it was the embassy's responsibility to call out disinformation and clarify the truth. Workers trapped a gold mine in China since January 10th may have to wait another 15 days before they can be rescued because of a blockage on their intended escape route. Officials said Thursday a total of 22 workers were trapped underground after an explosion at the Hushan mine in Shandong province on the northeast coast. Indonesian authorities said on Thursday the search for victims of a plane crash that killed all 62 people on board had been halted, but the hunt would continue for the jet's cockpit voice recorder, or CVR. Search operations have been closed, but we will continue to search for the CVR, said Bagas Purahito, who heads the country's search and rescue agency. For more on these and other stories making international news headlines, we invite you to visit our website at voanews.com. Via remote, Laurel Bowman, VOA News.